This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The International Criminal Court has convicted a Congolese warlord nicknamed the Terminator on 18 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity. From Paris, Lisa Bryant reports.
Now, Mr. Taganda, please rise. Mr. Taganda, for the reasons...
Former Congolese warlord Bosco Ntaganda listened intently but showed no emotion as presiding judge Robert Fremer read out the judgment. The ruling finds 45-year-old Ntaganda guilty of directly and indirectly committing heinous acts in the Democratic Republic of Congo's northeastern Ituri province in 2002 and 2003 when he headed the UPC militia movement. Among the acts, murder, rape, sexual slavery, and conscripting child soldiers. Ntaganda claimed his innocence throughout the trial. He has 30 days to appeal, with sentencing scheduled for a separate hearing. He faces up to life in prison. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Iran's nuclear agency on Monday said the country had surpassed one of the limits of the 2015 international nuclear deal. Iran said it had passed 4.5% uranium enrichment, breaching the 3.67% limit set in the accord aimed at restraining Tehran's nuclear weapons development. Iran said it could consider enriching uranium to 20% unless it gets help from the accord's other signatories to overcome the crippling effect of U.S. economic sanctions. Uranium enriched to 5% is sufficient to produce fuel for nuclear power plants, but still far below the 90% needed to build a nuclear weapon. The United Nations Atomic Watchdog Agency said it is trying to verify the Iranian claim that it had breached the enrichment limit. You're listening to VOA News.
Desde Washington, noticias de La Voz de América, les informa Leonardo Bonet. Estados Unidos no dejará de ejercer máxima presión contra Irán, aseveró el vicepresidente Mike Pence. Este lunes, en momentos en que el acuerdo nuclear entre el país del Medio Oriente y las potencias mundiales parece desmoronarse. El comentario de Pence, frente a una organización cristiana pro-israelí de que Estados Unidos nunca permitirá que Irán obtenga un arma nuclear, se produjo el mismo día en que los iraníes comenzaron a enriquecer uranio a un nivel de 4.5%, superando el límite impuesto por el acuerdo nuclear de 2015 que fue concretado durante el mandato del entonces presidente Barack Obama. Y hasta aquí Noticias de la Voz de América desde Washington, les informó Leonardo Bonet.